We'll get to the Box of Chaos momentarily. First things first, we are joined by a pitcher for the Colorado Rockies, having a huge year. 13-7 in ERA of under 3, 145 strikeouts on the year. He's top 10 in the National League in wins, innings, ERA, win percentage. The 8th overall pick back in 2014, Colorado on top in the NL West, and they've got a showdown, big series coming up at home against the Dodgers tomorrow at 8:40 p.m. Eastern. Kyle Freeland is my guest. Kyle, really nice to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm glad I got through. I thought Hawk was going to yell at me.
My man. Nah, dude, you sound great. You're great. I appreciate you saying it, too. All right, so the team is rolling right now. Hawk just turned white. Like, he can't even believe it. Hey, Kyle, did somebody feed you that, or did you hear that? How do you even know who Hawk is?
I have my connections.
Okay, good. Good. Good looking out. All right, so the team is rolling right now. You've won 5 straight, including last night's 5-3 win over the Giants, included 3 home runs from Trevor Story. First, let me ask you that. What goes through your mind when you see a teammate raking like that and having a night like that?
My jaw just kept dropping every single time that he went out of the park. It was unbelievable. I mean, he's one of those guys that, you know, has made himself into one of those players where when he comes with a dish or when he takes the field, you pay attention because he's going to do something special. And last night he did something extremely special.
So, Kyle, what's it like when the team is playing the way it is and you're in the middle of a postseason race and you guys are finding different ways to win every single night? Like, take me inside that clubhouse. What's the vibe like among the players and in the clubhouse?
It's great. You know, we're really light. You know, keeping everything easy, simple. Guys are picking each other up, whether it's pitchers or position players. When one guy's slumping or struggling a little bit, another guy's coming in, he's picking up the slack for him. But the mood in the clubhouse is incredible. Chemistry is great. Everyone's getting along really well, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to play baseball right now with this group.
Rockies pitcher Kyle Freeland, my guest. I had your manager, Bud Black, on recently. He was raving about you as a pitcher and the year you're having. And one of the first things he said was that you've been so consistent for the last few months. The team has won 9 of your last 10 starts. So how much pride do you take in the fact that your manager and your teammates know they can count on you every single time you take them out?
I take a lot of pride in that. Knowing that I have, you know, a team behind me when I take that mound that has a lot of confidence in me only builds the confidence in myself. And it's great to know that and know that from my manager as well. You know, being only a second-year guy in this league in a really tough division, it's great knowing that and having that support from my teammates and my staff.
You know, he also made the point that he feels like you've made the transition already in your second year from being a thrower to a pitcher. What's that transition mean to you or feel like to you?
It is a lot of learning for me. You know, I never really saw myself as a thrower. I was, you know, envisioned myself as a pitcher, you know, a thinking player, someone who's going to, you know, solve things out there on the field, on the fly. But over the past year or so, the amount that I've learned from this league about myself, about my teammates, about this team as a whole and the game at this level has been incredible. And I've just been trying to soak everything up as much as possible and learn from everything that, you know, whether it's success or failures, I've been trying to learn from it.
It's got to be great, too, to have a manager like Bud Black, who pitched for as long as he did in the major leagues. Hey, look, you know, they pay me not to have favorites. I got to be objective, but I can't lie, man. I love the guy. Buddy Black is one of my favorite guys to talk to, one of my favorite guys ever in any sport. What's he been like to play for?
He's incredible. I mean, he's a manager who loves connecting with his team and his players that he's working with. And, you know, he's fun to be around. He's a great guy to learn from. For me, having him as my first ever manager in the big leagues, I think is just might be hard to beat further down my career, wherever it takes me. But he's a guy that, you know, as a pitcher, I can go and talk to and bounce things off of because he's been there before. So it's kind of like having a third pitching coach there, where, you know, you can get a different mindset from somebody other than your two pitching coaches, who are great though. But it's really nice having him.
Colorado Rockies pitcher Kyle Freeland, my guest. They're on top of the NL West. Big series coming up against the Dodgers. Now, Kyle, whenever we talk about pitching and pitching in Denver, the topic of altitude is obviously going to come up. But you're from Denver, and not only are you from Denver, but you were born shortly after the Rockies came into existence. So what's it mean to you to be pitching for your hometown team?
It means absolute world to me. I mean, I was born about a month and a half after a Rockies fan my whole life, and now I'm still am a huge Rockies fan. I get to play for them too, and I know how rare of an opportunity it is that I have, and I want to take full advantage of it, and not waste a single second of it. So it's been something that I've taken on with the whole altitude thing, Coors Field effect. It's something I love going head on and taking control.
Hey, what's that like? For instance, I told the story, Kyle. I was spent the last couple of weeks on vacation, or a few weeks back. I went to Wisconsin, and man, just probably added 5 or 7 pounds in 1 week. Then we came to Aspen. I couldn't wait to try to work it out. So I jump on like an elliptical machine the first day, Kyle. Dude, I nearly gassed out and died in a 45-minute session. I could not believe how hard it was to work and do any exercise at altitude, even for professional athletes. Do you see that from the opposition? When they first come in, how hard is it to get acclimated?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the other day, when we were playing San Diego at home, I was on first base, and I was talking to Hosmer. He's like, man, I can't go 20 seconds of running without, sucking wind and not being able to catch my breath. And I started laughing. I'm like, man, from Denver, man. That's how it is. You gotta get used to it as quickly as possible. It's not easy.
No, dude, it's not easy. I'm glad it's not just me then, because it went really, really badly for me, man. It's humbling. It was really demoralizing. Now, you were there growing up, so you saw that great 07 team make the run of the World Series. One of the guys who was on that team, of course, was Matt Holliday, and now he's back with the team. What's it like to have him in the clubhouse?
It's incredible. It's kind of a dream come true. I mean, him and Chris Iannetta, those are two guys that, were on that team. I got to watch, two players that I really remember about that team, and having those guys in the clubhouse, and being able to get Matt up here late in the season to help us with this playoff push and the success that he's been having, I'm like a little kid again, kind of. It takes me back to when I was a freshman in high school, watching them on TV and seeing the incredible thing that they're doing and seeing how excited the whole state was for this team.
Let me take you back even further than that. Go back to elementary school. A couple of weeks back, you went to your elementary school, and you gave out backpacks. It's the same school where your mother, Susan, has worked for 16 years. What was that experience like, and what's it like to be able, again, to do that in your hometown?
It was, it was humbling, and it was great to see the impact that it truly had. I didn't realize how big of an impact it had until, after the fact when I started talking to some of the staff, and how the parents were calling in saying, this is incredible. I can now, afford to buy my kids, new school clothes for this year instead of having to try and split it up between, school supplies and clothes. And, with some people having multiple kids, it's much harder. So it was great knowing that, seeing the kids, so excited to get these backpacks with all the school supplies, and the teachers were ecstatic, too. It was just all around a really good day, and everyone was extremely happy about it.
Had to feel great. So last thought, you've got the Dodgers coming in, and obviously you got this real battle going on right now in the NL West. How do you approach these three games? Is it just another series, and do you tell yourself that, or do you act or approach it like the postseason is starting early?
I think it could be, an early matchup of what could come. But we're gonna take it as, it's another series. We still have, a good chunk of September left, and we're going to keep playing the game of baseball that we've been playing. We're not gonna try and hype it up at all. We're not gonna try and act like it doesn't mean anything or anything like that. We're gonna play our brand of baseball, and we're gonna play it the best we can.
My man, you do not sound like, nor look like, nor carry yourself either on or off the mound like a second-year player. Kyle, appreciate it so much. Great to have you on the show. Really good to get caught up, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it, Kyle. Thank you. Kyle Freeland. I still can't believe he started the interview off by, Hawk's not going to yell at me, is he? How do you know that? How do you know Hawk? I know people. Okay, let's do this thing. He was awesome. The Rockies are also awesome. There's a really interesting dynamic in the NL West. The Dodgers, Dave Roberts was on yesterday. The Dodgers are a really good jungle team. The Rockies are a really good jungle team. Padres, always have been a good jungle team. They just need more to talk about, more positive things to talk about with San Diego, and they're working it. But I love that matchup, that showdown. Rockies, Dodgers. I mean, we're talking football. the opener tonight, but there's still a lot of good baseball going on. I haven't even gotten to Ohtani yet.